Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. This is our last program for this month of January. Today is January 30th, 2016, and we will clear the stage. So here we go. One, clearing it. Two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. Great. We're yawning already. Wonder what's in store for us on this program. So let's clear the word January 30th, 2016. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And let's clear away a situation that you could have had. So think of something. If you feel good, then no need to look any further. Remember, sometimes you don't want to look too hard because you may get put under that timeline. So if nothing comes up for you, you're probably okay. So these are things that push your buttons that you know about. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beams. Bring peace into your room. Here we go. Bring it up on your monitor screen, all the different light beams, if you have more than one or just one, or more than one computer or monitor screen. Here we go, energizing them for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okie doke. We'll bring Ann out there. Ann, are you in Radio Land out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron. And good evening, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Ametron speaking. If you're new, welcome. The pictures of the light beings are on the BBS chat page. You can click there. I think they've changed that page. I think if you just scroll down on the BBS page, you'll see a light being. But also, you can always go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And again, you scroll down a little bit on his home page there, and you'll see the beautiful light being. And when Ron says you'll receive, your whole room will feel peaceful, you'll just be receiving wonderful peace energy from Source. And later tonight, because it's Saturday night live on the Light Ship, we'll be actually bilocating with Ron to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. And if it's your first time, you're in for a wonderful experience. You'll want to think of one physical issue, maybe even write it down so that the light beings are clear on what you'd like to work on. You can also request rooms that you'd like to visit. We already have like three room requests, Ron. So people are looking forward to going to the light ship tonight. We'll go about 25 after. Okay, that'll be great. And you know what? We have this wonderful recording that a couple of people have written in lately about how much they're getting out of playing this over and over again. A lot of people, actually. And it's called Help Enslaved Aliens Go to the Light. We really need that. And Ron, I was wondering if you could just do now for the listeners a sample of that, or do it again, clear our whole room out of any alien or dark energies that might be around us.
Everybody, let's start that. So here we go. Got any aliens listening around you? Maybe they're in your body. Maybe they're behind you waiting to leave here. So here we go. They all get a bus ticket out of here. Where they choose to go to is up to them. And they will have the availability to go to the light if they wish, but we want them off this planet regardless. So if they do leave, they can't come back. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I need a little more horsepower. There's a lot of them. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, maybe we can do that. Maybe maybe about a quarter tell or something before the show ends, maybe straight up on the hour or something.
Do that again to get rid of the aliens. Okay.
Yeah,
and great. Ron, recently we had a conversation, and I started to address it, that you use aliens because for several reasons. There are actually races from other planets that come to Earth and interfere with us, but really, you have said it refers to anything, any dark energies that aren't supposed to be on Earth and that are most definitely not supposed to be infiltrating and interfering with us. Is that a correct definition of that?
Yeah, I would say so. So the aliens that are interfering with you, which means taking away your free will, free choice, typically it's, you know, ones in the underground and around everywhere. Above planet, on the planet, in the planet, anything that abducts you, anything that does mind control patterns on you, anything that needs you as a sperm or egg donor, all these things are happening. And so they should not be here. And that's the bottom line. So those are the ones that we are getting rid of. There could be ones that are here that somehow can't leave. Maybe they got imprisoned like you did, and they're invisible to us, but to the other aliens, they can, you know, maybe see or be seen by them, and they're trapped here. So remember, there's a pecking order. Remember, that's why the Galactic Federation has the spiritual hierarchy. So just think of hierarchy, you know, the pyramid system. So that's the way they control things. So who's on top of what and who's on top of who. And whoever's on top is controlling everything. So that's sort of the way you may want to look at that. But anyway, they should not be interfering with you. So back to you.
Do we have any kind of devices around us, Ron? You know, once you cleared us out of those aliens, did they leave anything behind, like listening or watching devices, do you know?
Well, I don't know about that. That'd be too hard to look into, you know.
Well,
into that.
We can...
You could probably do a clearing you know, on the website,
right,
to take stuff out, but as far as me looking, that'd be overwhelming.
Right. Well, there's the alien remote viewing. And, of course, in the alien clearing, I believe there actually is a part where you take out devices. So, great. We can get that taken care of on our own. So, thank you. What about the alien head connector clearing, Ron, that you have for free on your website? Is it possible for you to do a sample of that for us?
Sure. So, here we go. Working with energies that can be attached to your head, typically it'd be your crown chakra, the gateway into your body. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that should help you out. Remember those clearings, you may wish to do all the time to help yourself out. Some people, when I go to the expos, they say, yeah, Ron, I do these once a day. And ones that I, you know, find out that I may need, I will run those at night when I'm sleeping. So that's how people are using those free clearings. Back to you.
Okay. So I'm trying to remember what we talked about at the very beginning of the show, because apparently there was some interference in the form of music, and people, I just clicked into the email account, and I was so happy to see 8 new emails, but they're all telling us that there was loud music on the show. So I'm trying to think if there's an announcement. I guess, we do have an important announcement, actually. Next Saturday, February 6th, Ron is having the pin release call, and we'll talk about that, but there's a very important announcement. The time has been changed to 10 a.m. We had a scheduling conflict because of, I guess, not enough Sundays in February, right, Ron? So
the timeline got switched off now.
Right. So at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m. Pacific time next Saturday, Ron is going to do the pin release call, which will last for 2.5 hours till 12:30, and then at 1 p.m. he will start the monthly 4-hour ascension call. And then, just like tonight, next Saturday will be another BBS radio show where there's another trip to the lightship. So it'll be quite a busy day for Ron and a wonderful healing day for all of us. So I hope you can all join us for all of that. We have a couple of comments, or one anyway, about the pin release, Ron. So maybe I'll read you that, and then we could talk about the pin release call next week. I've been getting the pins taken out of my knees, and I feel better and better each time you do it. So it occurred to me that the reason they weren't all removed the first time is that they're coming into me or are in different timelines. Is that true?
That sort of makes sense. So when we're releasing the pins, you know, we're probably looking at maybe the major timelines. I can only release what I see. And so, you know, that's kind of how that works. So I would say that's probably correct. It is kind of befuddling why, you know, you still have pins in an area that we cleared out. But, you know, it could be just other bodies of yours on timelines. And eventually they'll probably be all of us. So that's how I would think of that. It's very good observation that it could be other timelines that you're being connected to. So that's the reason why we do timeline crashes to get them. So anyway, yeah.
Okay, do you want to just say a little bit more about the pin release, Ron, in case we have people that don't know what we're talking about with the pin release?
I'll release some pins out of your nose, out of your nostrils, okay? So here we go. And somehow these pins are in there to either inject poison in you, maybe to connect to you, maybe it's nanotechnology working through the pins. Maybe the pins are antennas, you know, all different ways to look at it. It could be, you know, torture devices by the aliens. It could be from past life stuff. So it could be many things. But here we go. Let's release that here. Oh, boy. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might feel your eyes even watering now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. We'll see if we get any comments on that. Looks like we got 5 minutes to go to the lightship here. So what's next, Ann?
Wow, that's really, wow, this is interesting. Yes, we'll go to the lightship in 5 minutes, and I just wanted to say you're welcome to send in requests for rooms that you'd like to visit. Please send us any comments, how you felt when Ron did that clearing for us. Also, I'd love to hear from people about last night. We do have one person, Ron, wrote in about you clearing the credit cards and everything and how wonderful that felt. So I know everyone appreciated it, but maybe it's going to take a while for people to realize what the effects were of last night's clearings, but we'll see. So someone wrote in about the Help Enslaved Aliens audio. While reading a website chat room conversation, an alien member interrupted and identified himself as a member of this alien group, giving them credit for something beneficial that was happening on the planet. I immediately ran the Help Enslaved Aliens audio and left the chat. Came back moments later, and that person was gone, and the subject had changed altogether. This is not the first time I have seen it work through to the computer, too, not just in a room. So I see. They're saying, they were in that chat room, and it affected the chat room as well as their room. That's really interesting.
Very interesting, yeah. So they must have got the bus ticket, huh?
Right. Here's a good question, Ron. Could we use the recurring event barcode removal to prevent pins from returning after Ron has removed them?
To try it.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Okay. So, let's see. We have more money questions, Ron, but I thought we could save them for when we come back from the light ship. Also, I just want to remind people that how you pay for the call for next Saturday is a little different. You go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You click on the PayPal button and do a $30 donation. Then you send your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, not to CLS questions. I mean, unless you want people to send it there, Ron. I think we decided you're going to get them in your email, right? And then you will send out the phone number and the PIN number.
Yeah, I'll be sending out. I have some emails that I'll be doing tomorrow. I'll be doing a time change on that. So,
right. Yeah. If you've done that already, you've sent the email and not received a reply, you will receive a reply when Ron, has a moment to go through them all. So I know everyone will have it before the call next Saturday. So just be patient, because Ron is not a clerical worker. He's a light being. Right, Ron?
Oh. So, what do we do next year? Let's go to the light ship, everybody.
Okay.
So, this only works live on this program tonight. If you're hearing an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. Everybody, you can maybe write down what you wish to have worked on right now, or just think of it. Just have one particular area, and you need to specify what it would be for you. So here we go. I'm going to go up to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we always go into the hot tub room. We'll go there first. And so we're in there now with different colored gels. There's quite a few of them. Going to go into another room, and you keep requesting your healing. This is where the roosters are. Oh, the rooster room. So here we go. Roosters are coming. One, two, three, four, and five. Next we have, with the hot tubs, we have the green mud. So we'll go into that room. So green mud room, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And also we have hot tubs with the crystals in it, crystal water. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Next we got the big tall trees. So we'll go into that room. One, two, three, four, and five. And keep requesting your particular healing. Normally when you have different energies come to you, like the roosters, there'll be three of them coming. There's always three light beams. The tree room is a little different. There's lots of trees. Somebody wants to have mountains, so I guess here we go. It's your choice if you want to have them, with snow on them or not. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And a few more rooms are going to. So let's see. I'll do maybe four more rooms. So oxygen room. This is the bubbly oxygen, large cylinders with bubbles of oxygen. You're actually breathing underwater. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room which has mountain lions, Pumas, maybe some Jaguars. So here we go. Enjoy this one. Stronger. Here they come. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And I'll select one more room here. Let's go into the deer room. Then we'll go into the rainforest room, and that'll be it here. So rainforest room. So one, two, three, four, and five in deer room. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll do one more room, which is the dragon energy. So the dragon room. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll come back from the light ship. So coming back and coming down with our animal pits, flower, tree, garden, plants. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Now we're back here where we're just bilocated. And here we go. Going up to another room. I'm going to go into the centrifuge room this time. We need to do that one for people. There's some people that need that desperately. So here we go, getting rid of some energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. The room is spinning, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into a room to help, we'll see, like maybe people who may be in a bed for a while, maybe bed sores or something. So you'll go into the pain release room. Here we go. Releasing energies there in your body. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we're coming back again. So one, two, three, four, five, here we are. Okay, turn back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That was wonderful. Do you think it would help our healing, the healing energy of the centrifuge room, if we spun around a little bit down here while we were in the centrifuge room?
We turn in circles?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it, what I will say is if people are feeling strange, you know, to, you know, relocate, maybe move over on the bed or something, you know, if you do feel something going on at night, you know, which is like abductions or being under attack with pins or your body's jerking, jumping around, you may want to just move over a little bit and or relocate. That's what a lot of people do, and that could be helpful. So other than that, I'll just turn it back over to you again.
Okay. Someone wrote in to say right before we went to the light ship, Ron, you removed pins from our nostrils. And so Someone wrote in to say that their nose was very itchy. And I don't know if it was the suggestion, but now my nose is very itchy. I wonder if that happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, I actually saw somebody possibly out there, maybe they actually felt like they had black eyes or something from the intensity of those pins going up.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so.
So thank you for doing that, Ron. And I guess they're just all over our bodies, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. That's why we're doing that pin call. So, like we said, it'll be next Saturday at 10 Pacific time, 10 to 12:30. And then from there we have a half an hour break, and then we'll do the ascension call after that. So,
right, which you can also still sign up for. All that information is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Do you think they track us in some way through those pins too, Ron, or are they just straight up in there to hurt us and mess up our system?
Well, they have to be tracking you, at least the race that put the pins in, because they're getting energy from you. So, you know, some race is doing that, because otherwise, why would they put pins in you?
Right.
And it could be possible that you're on another timeline, and they're doing that to you also. So you're able to get off that timeline once the pins are released down here, too.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yes, and again, it's $30 to go on that call next week, and you can be absentee. So if it's the middle of the night for you, or you have to work or something at that time, you can still sign up for the call. And someone asked last night about water, and I believe the number was 5. You said, Rhonda, put out 5 glasses of water, and they'll get charged for you. So I think it's going to be a terrific call. I'm all looking forward to that. Another reminder, Ron has 3 expos coming up. First is L.A., then New York, then San Mateo, which is outside of San Francisco, California. And at those expos, Ron sets up a light chamber, which is just like going to Creation Light Shift, like we just did a few minutes ago on this show. And if you can get to one of the expos, it's a wonderful experience for a small amount. Ron asks you go in there for a 10-minute session, and it's very healing and rejuvenating. It's a wonderful experience. If you cannot go to any of those expos, you can send Ron a $100 donation via PayPal again on the website, and send a photo of yourself, and Ron will put the photo in the light chamber for you for any one of those 3 expos that you'd like. And if you'd like your photo to be in the chamber for all 3 expos, Ron is offering a discount, so you can do that for only $200. Now, Ron, is there a deadline for that, when you'd like to have received all those emails before you start traveling?
Yeah, it'd be good to have it a week before, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this upcoming expo, I think it's around maybe the 20th approximately. It's the 3rd week. Let me look
right
here. So, yeah, it'd be the 19th, 20th, 21st. So I would need to have that probably by the Monday before, like the 15th would be good.
Okay.
We have to print them out and, you know, have them packed and stuff, so.
Right. You know, a lot of people have done that in the past, I know, because I've seen the pictures you have, Ron. If anyone would write in for us and let us know what their experience was from sending their picture, or for being in the light chamber, for that matter. If you can get to one of those expos, I recommend it very highly. You'll get to meet Ron in person, and he sells the beautiful pictures of the light beings at the expo for only $10, and he'll energize it for you. It's really wonderful. Okay. So, yes, by the 15th, someone's asking if you could send in those pictures by the 15th. All righty.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is there anything else you want to say about the expos or anything, Ron, that I left out?
No, thank you, Tarbert. It's just a very nice event, you know.
Right.
And anyway, that's about it. You know, it's each one for me is different. Yeah, they look kind of similar on the write-ups that we have, different alien type of things. But normally I have most of the rooms filled, whatever I get into when I do either, you know, the lectures or a workshop or something. So definitely, you know, come if you can. It's well worth it. Plus, you can go on the light chamber.
Right.
So, back to you.
Okay. So you did mention before that you do the alien clearing again. Is it a good time to do that now, Ron, or do you want to wait a little longer?
I can do
We're
it
about
now.
Halfway.
Do it
okay.
Yeah, let's do it now. So here we go. So any aliens out there that want to leave here, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That felt pretty good. Back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Thank you for doing that. I wanted to just say, too, when we were talking about the aliens and different dark energies before, that anyone who is, everyone has to be familiar with astrology. That's the same thing. That's the planets, the energy of each planet controlling you. And so people who deal in astrology are dealing really with the aliens, aren't they?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, it's all mind control. Just that they don't like to use that word, or they don't even think about it. They're just assuming that the planets are out there, and it gives people, good and bad days. And so they always talk about this is happening here and there, and if they just switch it over and say, yeah, aliens are mind controlling us, and here's what we're going to be having, because this planet, which is the aliens, are planning to do this to you. And that's kind of how that works. So they don't get into that. But they do talk about it if you just change the words as they start talking about things, astrologers, and you put down mind control programs, then all of a sudden you're going to get a different way of looking at what they're saying. And, but that might scare people. And once you realize you're already in the soup bowl with them, then it doesn't make any difference. It's good to know about it because you can get out of it by doing clearings. You help yourself out to get away from all their stuff that they're doing. And just, it definitely helps. So.
Okay, great. We have a question, Ron, about the deceased spirit clearing. And I think I'm correct when I say there are two clearings if someone close to you passes away. The emotional release and the spirit clearing. So this person's asking, what happens after this clearing is performed, the deceased spirit clearing?
Well, what happens is the spirit is automatically taken to quarantine. So it's say outside of the light ship because the spirit has to be decontaminated because it's full of emotions and full of the energy of the person who died basically. Typically, both post deaths that people have, but there's trauma before that. So spirit is like an emotional body, and it has to be, cleared off. So it doesn't go to the light ship, it goes into quarantine. Then the other part to the clearing, if you wanted to do another one, would be the emotional body, and that gets rid of the emotional body that's hanging around. That will probably revisit everybody that it knew, especially the relatives. And it can also do body hopping and come into your body. That one's good to get rid of, too. So back to you.
Okay. Another question here, Ron. Thank you. Someone asked, can we bring our houses up to the light ship with us to get them cleaned out? I am selling my house and would like Ron's suggestions. I have done the space clearing. Not sure if I need to repeat it. I did it 2 or 3 weeks ago. I also did the curses, hexes, and spells clearing.
I think you're probably okay. If you still feel bad, Scoobies, maybe you can give me an email or something. But typically, by doing those things, that should be typically adequate.
Right. Okay. So last night, you did a lot of money clearings for us, Ron. You cleared our cash and our coins and our titles of things and our checkbook and credit cards and everything. It was a very powerful clearing, and I think a little hard on you because you got a lot of negativity off of everything for us. So we have several people just writing in to say thank you, and I feel like, me included, that, wow, that felt good, but I'm not, I think as the days progress, we'll probably notice a change in our financial situation from that. And it'll be interesting to hear from people as we go along. So somebody wrote in, as far as handling your money and bills, create some nice silver gloves to wear. So stop the sliming from money by wearing these gloves.
Yeah, that could be possible.
Right. So someone wrote in that you have said that we want to accept and integrate ourselves with our money. but then also it has a lot of dark energies that get attached to it. So somebody wrote in and wanted to know if this was enough, that when they get their cash and coins, they wash them, and then they do the object clearing on them, and then wear them close to their body. Is that a good plan, Ron?
Yeah, that could probably work too, yeah. Get rid of some of that energy that might be of dirt and stuff on the bills. I don't know. You know, people do actually only have dollar bills in their pockets and they wash them. So I haven't heard anybody having dollar bill get torn up or anything. But, you know, want to make sure that it's legal, you know, to wash bills. You know, I don't know. So anyway, I won't get into that.
Yeah, I think it's fine to do that because you can't really hurt it. You know, it's just basically getting it wet. So we have some more questions because I think people really like any kind of clearing you do for our money, Ron. And so the first question we received is money our life force energy?
Well, a lot of people put their life into their money. So, you know, it could look that way. Not that it is, but remember, if you lose money, you feel awful. If you get money, you feel great, you know. So, you know, it doesn't affect you emotionally. And if it affects you emotionally, that could also be draining your energy one way or the other.
Right, right. Okay. Getting in a lot of... here's an interesting question, Ron. Reading thoughts. How to prevent someone from reading our thoughts? This person is doing this from a distance.
I don't know what to do with that. You might try one of those aluminum foil hats, make a little hat, put on you. I don't know if that would help or not, to be reading your auric field. I have no clue on that one.
Right. Okay, someone wrote in, unfortunately, I fell asleep during the show last night. Will those clearings still work if I listen to the archive?
No, they won't, because those clearings will not work. Those are only done live, so no.
Okay, okay. Someone is asking, I still have a couple more on money, but is the planet in alignment, Ron?
Well, we'll see. Let's work on it a little bit here. Here we go, everybody. Moving the planet, I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. Well, we'll see what that does. Back to you.
Now, I think it was last Friday you cleared a lot of planetary energies off of us, and we talked about there's a creepy planetary alignment in effect right now. I love the idea that you're probably really messing with them by putting, you know, moving the Earth back to center the way it's supposed to be. And I think those clearings will still work again, right, Ron? That was last Friday.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
Are there any planets that we need taken off us again, or?
I don't know. I could try Saturn, so let's try that one here. So Saturn energies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. So,
thank
you.
Yep. Thank you, Ron. Are all currencies the same in terms of energy?
Depends what. This would be a little complicated. As you know, different aliens control the planet. So if everything that's happened here physically is because aliens are controlling outcomes and situations on this planet. So seeing that a different way, we could possibly say that all governments are controlled by different alien races. And that's why we have wars, because they don't like each other somewhere in the Beyondo. And other reasons too, but that's being very general. So if you have one of the countries that it's controlled by alien group A, maybe their currency may feel different to you than alien group B. So I would say they could all change and feel different. You'd have to try that yourself. I don't know how you would, or where you would go to get different currencies. Plus, is the currency brand new to feel the energy on it? So if you had all brand new currency from different countries, you could probably see which one tends to feel better to you. And then from there, if you got used currency with different, from different countries, then you're dealing with the energy of the people in that country. And are they oppressed? Are they suppressed? You know, are they having troubles and everything else? Well, the currency is what you'd probably actually feel and get the condition of how the people are. So I would say, yeah, the currencies would probably feel different. If we have anybody that's close to the border here, either border, the border down south, or even ones that maybe people come in from other countries on, maybe Florida, Southern California, maybe they get some of the Mexican currency, and then you have Canadian currency. Maybe if you're one of those border states, you might even have some of those bills floating around because the people may still have them. And so that's kind of, you could check that out for yourself. Maybe somebody in Canada listening, and they do have American dollars because they maybe travel to the U.S. off and on, and maybe they have $100 put aside of U.S. dollars, then they have their Canadian money, and they could probably check it out and just see if it does feel different. Anyway, I would think it would be the mindset, too, of the people. Like I said, do they feel oppressed, or do they feel situations going on in their lives they don't like? Well, naturally, that's going to be transferred to the money, because their thoughts that they have about their life is transferred to what they're dealing with. And money that would be generated and dispersed to everybody in your own area. So back to you.
That's interesting, Ron. I wonder if that applies a bit to our money. For instance, there are presidents on different presidents on different denominations of bills, and I wonder if there are certain presidents that have a higher energy than others, and that might give those bills a higher frequency.
Yeah, I know I touched one of the bills that was Canadian with the Queen on it, and it felt completely different than our money here. Now, I don't know what that means. It's only been the one bill that I actually touched. And that was back in New York maybe years ago. It just felt like it was neutral, where our money had a lot of stuff on it. But, I won't say that's 100% correct, because I only touched one bill. And it could have been a brand new one. So, I don't know. But back to you.
Interesting. So we should just sort of go by our own feelings and sensitivities when we're touching certain money to see what we resonate with. Okay, I'll move on then to another email. This is about law of attraction. I used to work with law of attraction. I totally lacked appreciation for what I had and where I was in my life, constantly dreaming of a better future. I see clearly now how I was hurting myself because I had nothing to move on from. My life was chaotic. thanks so much for your own it suggestion. That feels much better and heart-centered. So
great.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit, Ron, what that listener is referring to by the owning it?
Whatever you want to have in your life, okay, you need to find out why you don't have it. That's the first thing. So you need to own where you are, number one. So if you, you know, we just talked about money. So if you don't have any money or you need more money, then you need to realize that somehow you're in a situation of lack, and it may not be down the rat hole that far, you know. Or maybe you are a long ways down, but it doesn't make any difference. You still are striving for something that you don't have. And you have to own what you don't have before you can, you know, move yourself into the neutrality point. And then from there, you need to now manifest from the neutral point of what you want to have. So that's kind of how it is. So if you don't have enough money, then you have to own that, realize that, and that could be painful because you may not realize that maybe you're one paycheck away from being out in the street and you hate your job, okay? And now you're, you know, and you want to get a job that pays more because you want to live in a different location, but where you are right now, you're still maybe one paycheck of being homeless. So, you know, you need to own that situation of being homeless and not having enough money to move on. Otherwise, it's going to put you in the fear situation, and you're always worried. Maybe your boss is giving you that fisheye look, you know, like you're not performing well enough, and you're afraid now of losing your job. And so you need to own all that. You need to come into oneness with it. You can do that negative affirmation, which I talk a lot off and on. So the affirmation is you basically say like maybe you can go over that, Ann. You're pretty good at this one.
did you say the word affirmation?
Well, yeah, you have to own it. You have to love it. You have to love
right,
it out of
love
your
it
life.
Out of your life. Yes,
yeah.
It's so important not to skip over what's actually going on in your life. You know, there's a fine line between accepting your personal reality and learning a set of facts that are outside of yourself. I spoke to someone this week who's usually a very happy and confident person, and they'd been watching some kind of news program and went into complete fear. Oh, this is going to happen, and I have a new job, now I could lose it, and the economy is this and that, and I could lose that and this. And just, you know, armed with this offset of facts that really are completely cultural and, you know, larger than himself. So instead of just saying, it's a little bit appreciation of what you have, but it's also noticing, okay, this, I'm right now sick, or I don't have enough money, or whatever. I'm just going to be peaceful and accept that this is where I am right now. And, you know, Ron, you have said if you're in the now, you won't even have pain. That you can, if you're right in the moment, you won't even your pain will disappear. So I was, I was looking at these questions, I was thinking about how so many tools you've given us to help us own a situation. It comes down to being in the present. Do the mind to heart drop. Command your spirit and body to be only on the CLS now timeline of light. And then love, lack, whatever form that is, out of your life by saying, I love that I can't pay the rent. I love that I don't have enough, whatever it is. And then, of course, get some money, some cash, and wear it on your body so your body gets used to it.
Yep. So you want to do the affirmation is whatever you're dealing with. So the finance one would be, I love not having money. That's the first thing because you don't have it. Because you want more, so you don't have it. So that means that you don't have it because you're wanting more. If you don't care, then you're fine with that situation. But if you want more, then whatever that would be, this is including health, too. I love having my cancer, you know, or I love having my whatever. And then from there you go, and the next thing is, how does it make you feel? And, you know, not having money, you know, well, you know, I love not having money. And for most people, that might be kind of, you know, I love being homeless. I love eating out of trash cans. I love living on the streets. You know, whatever pushes your buttons there that you're really in fear of, because that fear is keeping you from bringing in more money. You need to say that affirmation maybe 1,000, 2,000 times. And most people, when you say that, you're going to get caught right into the emotions of it. And the emotions will probably make you want to throw up when you get to the bottom. And you may get kind of like, you know, what is it? What's the old saying? Green behind the gills or something, you know? You're going to feel awful. And you may want to have somebody with you, because naturally whoever's with you is probably having a similar situation. Everybody has similar situations anyway. And then if you can't finish, then they can tell you that you're a nice person and start repeating that, or you love yourself or something. But once you hit rock bottom, you're going to feel awful, which is good because you got rid of the energy. And then you got to keep saying it, and you're going to start probably saying it laughing and crying at the same time with tears coming out of your eyes, because you're going to realize that this mind program, these thoughts of not having money, about being homeless, about eating out of trash cans, is just another reality, but you overcome it. And when you overcome the energy, then you come into oneness with it. And then you're going to realize, gee, how can these stupid letters that make up a word have all this power over me? So that's what you have to do, is come into oneness with it. And a lot of people maybe don't like doing that because they're afraid they're going to bring more of it to them. Well, you already are in the soup bowl. You know, if you have cancer, we'll say, then you have cancer. You're going to bring you more cancer? No, you already got it, you know. So you want to, you know, keep on saying that to release it, because the fear is making it grow and causing more problems with you. But remember, if you start getting into the now, after you do that and you're free of it, then, you know, stay in the now. Do the mind to heart drop a lot. But you got to release the energy in you. That's why we have all the clearings on the website, to take away the energetic blockages. And that's why you do the whole lifetime clearings, so that the problems can start to leave you. Otherwise, you just put the Band-Aid on it. So, you know, you don't want to have a Band-Aid if you're having a bad problem, because it may give you some relief for 1 or 2 days, but you want to get the stuff out of you. So that's one way you can do that. And you need to get those thoughts, the programs out of you of what you're dealing with. Remember, you know, before there was money, whenever that was, you probably felt pretty content. You know, you just probably bartered for something, you know. And now that we have money, that seems to be what controls most people. So anyway, that's the whole thing. So you need to come into oneness with something. If whatever you want to have, if you can't come into oneness with it, you know, then that means that you have blockages. Oh, I guess that's an easy way to look at it. Everybody goes out shopping, you know, for something. You know, we'll just say it's groceries. So you have money to buy groceries. Okay? So to you, you already overcome the reason why you don't have money for groceries. You already get groceries. That's not a concern of yours, unless you get laid off or something. But, you know, at this point, you know, you can see yourself going and buying groceries. And then you see somebody maybe outside the grocery store wanting to get money to buy groceries. Well, you've already overcome that energy. They haven't overcome it yet. So, you know, it's possible you won't want to give them, you know, $5 or something to buy something, maybe. But, you know, is that going to help them? No, they still have the issue. So they're going to be wanting the $5 every day from somebody. Maybe they need to get $50 a day to eat. Who knows? You know, I don't know. But then they're out there hoping to get 10 people. But, you know, they haven't overcome their problem. You know, they switched the problem over to, you know, getting people to pay them. So that's where they are. but they haven't overcome the internal problem. Remember, you have two different ways to look at clearings. You have what's being done to you, which is the alien programs being brought to you by them, being connected to you. Then you have what's inside of yourself, which is your DNA stuff, which is what our clearings, you know, do on the website. So you need to get rid of your past stuff, your baggage, so that it doesn't come to you externally. So, you're actually working on two different fronts. You're working on stuff coming to you that you know nothing about, these programs. And then you have your internal programs that your ancestors got turned on to, and now they came into you. So you have internal and external. So the internal stuff that we have on the website, typically, except for the alien attack stuff that we have, is everything is internal. They get rid of the stuff that you're generating yourself to cause yourself problems. So I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron. I was just thank you for all that clarity about, you know, things happen, you know, that are internal and external. And I think the name of that alien freedom bundle you have just created for us is so brilliant, because really that's what we want. Maybe even more than money is freedom, because money can help us with freedom, but so can getting rid of the aliens' energies and dark energies in our life. And, you know, maybe it's better to notice the ways in which you are not free, because I know in other discussions about money, you have said that, you know, it's a little tricky to say, you know, I wish I had $5,000, because that's really going a little into darkness. And it's better to say, I wish I enjoyed my job better, which would lead you to making more money, so you'd have the $5,000, for instance, instead of saying you want $5,000. So
yeah,
wouldn't saying you want to be free, you want freedom, be better?
Yeah, and if you do want the $5,000, what are you going to do to get it? You know? You can't sit home and just keep thinking about it, you know? You're going to have to go out there and manifest it some way, you know? Hard to say how that would come to you, you know. It would be nice if you walked out your door and there's, you know, an envelope on your doorstep with $5,000 on it. That would be great, but typically that's not going to happen. So, you know, you're going to have to figure out a way to have that manifest. And you could even get the money for free from somebody, but you do have to work on it and become into oneness with it so that you can get it. Otherwise, people are going to read your psychic billboard, and they're going to see that you're afraid of the $5,000 because of your past issues. Otherwise, you would have it. So hopefully you people kind of get that. It takes a while to finally understand it, but the whole thing is you have everything with you. It's all internal. You have it all with you, but all the alien programs are separating you from... I really can't say you're good, but separating you from maybe your desires. But, you know, when you're not in timelines, then everything is there for you. So the timelines are what's causing it. So this is all external stuff that they're doing to you, plus that gets keyed into your internal stuff to keep you, you know, going sideways continuously. So it's kind of interesting. And looks like our show is about ready to close. So, everybody, to the mind to heart drop, and you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And before I do that, I'll say we have our conference call tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific in our call. So here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. There should be a peace now. Enjoy your peace. See you later. Blessings. And thank you, everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Well, yes, that's all. Hopefully you can all join us tomorrow at 10 for the healing call. And check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And thanks, everyone. Bye. And
goodbye,
thank you,
all.
Ron.
Thank you, everybody.